Jesus says, whoever comes to me will never be hungry or thirsty again. Amen. Good morning, Grace.
Good morning.
It is impossible to get enough of something that almost works. This is a quote from Dr. Vincent Folletti, who graduated from Johns Hopkins and then worked for the Center for Disease Control. He's an infectious disease expert and now works for preventative medicine and teaches in California. It is impossible, Dr. Folletti says, to be satisfied by something that never quite fills us up. In making this remark, Dr. Folletti is referring to the problem of addictions, those things that we as humans go to when we are feeling empty, to try desperately to fill ourselves up again. The year 2020 was a difficult year in public health, and not only because of the pandemic we call COVID, but because drug overdoses and substance abuse hit an all-time high in this country. And is this any wonder, really? No, while the statistic is sad, it is not surprising when we think about it, because as Dr. Folletti says, it is impossible to get enough of something that almost works. When we are hungry or thirsty, when we as humans feel empty, we will do almost anything to try and fill ourselves up again. This past year, many of us had moments of feeling empty. As we isolated ourselves in quarantine, we all had moments of being hungry and thirsty. Jesus says, whoever comes to me will never be hungry or thirsty again. He says this after having fed 5,000 people with some fish and some bread, but those same people who have been fed by that bread come back asking him for more. He says, truly, I tell you, you did not come to find me because you believe, but because you ate your fill. They ate their fill, but they were hungry still. So they go and they seek Jesus again to ask for more. It is impossible to get enough of something that almost works. They come asking for more proof. But Jesus knows this isn't what these hungry people need. Jesus sees that what they are asking for, more proof, more signs, will never actually satisfy them. Those things will never fill them up. Our scripture is full of stories of people who are hungry or thirsty and complaining, beginning with the apple in the garden, the Hebrew people with Moses, all of those arguing with the many prophets, and now those that seek Jesus. This seems to be the human condition, to argue and complain when we are empty. And yet, what I hear in our scripture today is a challenge to that human condition by asking us a deep question. That question is not just what will fill us up, but what is it that we as a people are actually hungry and thirsty for? Think back to the last time you felt empty, hungry, or thirsty. Now, when you look around, what does our culture offer us to fill us up again? More Netflix? More sugar, more stuff like cars and clothes and beauty products, more work, more success. Just take a look at any magazine or TV commercial. They still do those things, right? The TV commercials? Yeah. And see what it is that this culture tries to sell us with the promise that we will finally be satisfied and no longer hungry. But it is impossible to get enough of something that almost works. This past year, as your new rector, the hardest thing for me was preaching and presiding to an empty church. I always left feeling empty myself, empty, hungry, thirsty. While I had heard the good word and consumed the bread and the wine of communion, it never really filled me up. I always left feeling hungry and thirsty. To be honest, there were times when I walked out and those YouTube cameras turned off that I would begin to cry. The empty feeling was so intense because there was something missing. Jesus says, "I am the true bread, and the bread that I offer the world is my flesh." This passage has been the center of many, many arguments about doctrine and belief in the larger church. What does Jesus mean by the bread he offers the world is his flesh? There are a couple of words in both Hebrew and Greek that could be the original word that gets translated to English as the word flesh. One could mean simply meat, or that which covers the body, flesh. But another meaning of flesh is to speak of a human as weak, inadequate, mortal, fully human. Jesus says, "The bread I offer is my flesh." In this interpretation, Jesus offers us his full humanity. He is the living bread. Jesus is offering us more than bread that satisfies for a moment in time. He is offering to us his full humanity, God in the flesh, among us, with us. This is the bread, he says, that will satisfy. Full humanity is the bread Jesus offers us. Jesus is offering his people then and now his full presence. And in his full presence, he offers connection, relationship, and a new way of living. This new way of living is to love. It's to love God. It's to love ourselves. It's to love our neighbor. God indeed sacrifices by becoming flesh among us to teach us this new way. But the people keep coming back to ask for more because they have not really yet believed that God is flesh among them, and they have not really received the gift of Jesus's full presence among them. And so, seeking only more proofs and signs, they are left still hungry. Very few of us here probably deal with hunger and thirst on a physical level very often. Most of us here probably have access to those things that will fill us up on a bodily level. But all of us here, and every person whose story is told in our Holy Scripture, has dealt with the reality of being spiritually and emotionally hungry and thirsty. And most of us here have probably tried to fill ourselves up again with things that almost work. Money, success, wealth, and substances, that seems to be the human condition, but yet we still hunger and we still thirst. When I was here during quarantine preaching to an empty church, I left feeling hungry and thirsty because it is impossible to get enough of something that almost works. But then you came back. And when we were together again, I cried then too. I cried because I literally felt full for the first time in over a year. because I finally got what I needed to fill me up, flesh. You all gathered together in the flesh, presence, connection, relationship in the flesh. I had been starving for you, for community and relationship and connection. Jesus says, "This is the bread I offer the world, which is my flesh." Relationship, connection, presence through the way of love. This is what Jesus says will fill us up again. And this is what he offers us in walking the way of Jesus and in being church. And this is why we keep coming back to this table and why we say the body of Christ, the bread of heaven. What fills us up at this table is not the bread and the wine. It is the act of gathering together in the flesh and together seeking Jesus as fully human people, weak, inadequate, mortal, gathering together in our full humanity. Not polished, successful, perfected people, but in the flesh, coming together in our full humanity to learn to love better, to learn to give more, to learn the way of Jesus together. So the next time you find yourselves hungry or thirsty and reaching for another Oreo or 3 more hours of work or Netflix or that next glass of wine, ask yourself, what am I truly hungry for? What will really quench my thirst? Ask yourself, am I connected? Am I in deep relationship? Am I truly present in the flesh? And then maybe call a friend. Make eye contact with someone you love. Ask for a hug. Perhaps we can stop all of this seeking and simply connect in the flesh. Grace, today is our anniversary. Today is our anniversary, and I want to begin by thanking you for all of the ways that you have shown up this year in the flesh, through pastoral care, through outreach, through flowers, through Altar Guild. In every way, you have shown up and embodied church during this time. Happy 1 year together, Grace. We have traveled a full wheel of the year as a people. We've seen ordinary times and extraordinary times. We have walked through Lent and Easter, Advent and Christmas. We have celebrated and we have grieved. And we have really, truly just begun to fully embody this work of being church together in the flesh. Today, I am even more sure that God gifted me with this call. Even more sure than I was a year ago when I got up and stepped into this pulpit and preached to an almost empty church. Today, I am even more sure that you are who I am to walk this journey with for many years to come. Before God brought me here, I did not even realize how hungry and thirsty I was. I did not even know what I needed to be full again. And now, thanks be to God, looking out at this body of Christ, I can say, I am full. I am full because you are present, fully embodied in the flesh. It is indeed impossible to get enough of something that almost works. And it is indeed a miracle when we get the gift of grace, of presence, and connection through fully embodied relationship with each other and with Jesus. Together, God promises we will never again be hungry. Together, we will never again be thirsty, because Jesus is the living bread in the flesh. And seeking his way together, we are truly fed. This, Jesus says, is the bread that does indeed fill us up. Happy anniversary, Grace. Thanks be to God. Amen.